Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Liz Peek, a columnist at The Hill, a columnist at Fox News, much on Fox Business. I go to the Financial Times reporting, because this is London looking at America, about inflation. Procter & Gamble has said it will raise prices on more household goods, warning that supply chain costs will be higher than it had previously anticipated. The chief financial officer, Andre Schulten, said P&G recently informed retailers that it will begin charging more for some grooming, skincare, and oral care products. That follows price increases to a range of other consumer products, including home and fabric care. Liz, is this inflation at long last? Can I actually say this isn't temporary? They're raising prices.
Well, that consumer companies throughout this earnings season have talked about costs going up and how they're having to raise prices to compensate for that. That is kind of one of the big messages over the last month or two. And yes, it everywhere that that people are finding supply chain bottlenecks driving up costs. Companies are finally now saying, yeah, and we have higher costs, so we are passing it along to consumers. But John, the big thing I think that people need to be watching for right now is not just those supply chain bottlenecks, because chances are those will be resolved over the next year or so, maybe 2 years. But also the fact that what we see now is the beginnings of what I would call a wage price spiral. We used to talk about that in the last big bout of inflation that we experienced in the 70s. What's happening is that consumers see prices go up, and they workers then say, well, wait a minute, my cost of living's gone up 7%. I need a wage increase that's commensurate with that. And right now, you haven't had that. Wages have been increasing about 4.5%. Inflation's now running 5.4%. That was the latest consumer number that came out. So workers know that on a real basis, they are losing ground. Since Biden was elected, real wages have gone down. So that isn't going to survive. People are going to say, wait a minute, all the unions, in fact, what we've seen recently, Kellogg out on strike, John Deere went out on strike. There's a huge healthcare organization, Kaiser Permanente, that has thousands of people on strike. That, I think, is going to become a headline issue over the next several months. I think big labor is going to be really pressing its advantage here in a bid with a very union-friendly White House to begin building back its private enterprise membership. I think all these things mean that inflation, yes, is not temporary. It is persistent. And in fact, I have a data point. One of the economists I follow has just taken down its real growth number for the third and fourth quarter, but they've increased the inflation expectation so that the real growth, not real growth is going to be less than expected, but nominal growth is going to be just where it was. But this is not a good trade-off.
Is John Deere. I go to the example of John Deere and 10,000 farm equipment giants employees on strike as of now to demand higher pay and better health benefits. The Bloomberg opinion piece by Brooke Sutherland argues Deere's record profits give striking workers leverage. The maker of farm equipment can afford to pay unionized employees more without hurting margins. Good for them. However, is that the push that leads to inflation? The fact that those wages are going up for 10,000 people?
Absolutely. And it's not just, of course, it's not just union workforces like that at John Deere. It's also people across the board who are in short supply, whether it's truck drivers, although most of those are unionized, but workers in every category just now are short are missing, as we know. I mean, we have, what, 10 million plus jobs available, not enough people to take those jobs, too many people out of the workforce. And that is being compounded by all kinds of things, including bigger federal benefits, a vaccine mandate, which has pushed thousands, tens of thousands of workers to the sidelines. Again, you know, unfortunately, we just keep having bad policy after bad policy, which is shrinking our labor force and pushing wages higher. That is the issue. That plus a very union friendly president, I should say actually a union activist president who, if you remember, weighed in on the Amazon organization drive down in Alabama. Biden wants this to happen, but I'll tell you what, it's not going to serve his administration well if we keep getting higher wages, and that translates into increased inflation across the board. Consumers are angry about it. The polling shows this is a big problem for this administration.
We have from the New York Times a report that the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco research released just recently, just within hours, argues that regional, that Biden's stimulus, the stimulus that was passed earlier, not now, stimulus is stoking inflation. In other words, the money already in the economy is pushing inflation. But again, they're using that word temporary. Does the inflation that the San Francisco Fed is seeing from the stimulus packages of these last months, does that go away the same way the supply chain does?
Well, I don't see how it does, particularly if you get another $3.5 trillion flowing into the federal coffers, which is what Biden's program wants to do. I think that's it's interesting that they have pegged that as a source of inflation. And yes, I totally agree with that. I thought the $1.9 trillion that they passed this spring, totally unnecessary. It was over the top. It should not have been done just for this very reason. You and I talked about it at the time. Pete Buttigieg yesterday, in trying to, you know, absolve himself as Secretary of Transportation from responsibility for the supply chain problems, said, well, it's really a demand problem. Yeah, okay, where'd the demand come from? Excess demand in part came from all the handouts from the federal government. It's not going away unless the federal largesse goes away. And I don't see, you know, I hope that happens. I hope these bills don't pass, the $3.5 trillion zero cost social infrastructure bill, but there's a chance it will.
Last minute, Liz, the market is buoyant. Is that also a form of the stimulus inflation number being pushed into equities? Is that what we're seeing?
I think that is true. I think mainly the market is looking at corporate earnings. Corporate earnings are still going up. That is historically what drives the S&P. And right now, companies are more or less keeping up with this cost push. But, John, we've seen this before. Soon you will be start to hear this kind of company does well in inflation, this kind of company does not. That's going to become a big investment theme over the next year.
Liz Peek, a columnist at The Hill, a columnist at Fox News, much on Fox Business. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.